If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, today I am here with Diane Rooney again. You guys, if you missed our first episode together, go back and listen to it. It is seriously so good. Diane tells us all about how she got started and all the things, and she has such great advice at the end. I can't even say enough about it. So go back, go listen to it. I would love for you to experience that. Today we're going to talk about, well, we're talking about Design Suite, but it actually kind of chronologically ends up where we start this episode. Diane has been doing amazing things and came into my Design Suite program last April. So if you're listening to this, it's April 2021. She came in and she has made amazing strides. So Diane, can we pick up sort of where we left off? You've made a couple of fabric lines. You have some authority. You had to take a break for personal reasons because you got sick. And then what happened?
Well, during my recovery, I was still designing, still, you know, loving what I was doing. Not as much, obviously, because I was resting most of the day, pretty much sleeping most of the day for the first part of the recovery anyway. And then I saw, I can't even remember where I saw it now, but I saw your design boot camp come up. I think it might have come up on Facebook. I was following you anyway. I've been following you for years because of taking your Jessica Sprague classes. And I thought, I need to do that. That sounds great. I need to just get back in somehow. And that seemed like a good way to get motivated. And so I signed up for that. And I can't remember whether it was, I think it was before the week ended, I signed up to your design suite.
I think you did too. It was like really early. Like you were like, this is for me. I mean, we try to give a lot of like really actionable tips and strategies, but it's like, I think the ones who knew, they just knew.
Yeah, it was exactly like that. I didn't even have to look it up, or I didn't have to think about it. I didn't have to process it. I had already been writing copious notes from the design bootcamp for everything you were saying. And I didn't even know that you had that. I remembered from your old classes. So I knew that you were still around, but it was all brand new.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, I really couldn't do the design. If any of you have been to a design boot camp and they keep evolving and changing, I'm still giving the same strategies, but I'm kind of adding to it. One of the things that's been so interesting is I've been a designer for 14 years, but it wasn't until I sat down and wrote out the framework for how I was able to make money that I was like, I almost had an aha myself in my own brain. Like, oh my gosh, I've been doing all these things to make money and nobody is teaching this.
Yeah. And I think that was key to me as well. So to be really honest, I've done a lot of courses over the years. And I'm talking, gosh, nearly 20 years of doing design work. So there are many courses. And I'd say the majority of them were really good. And because I won't just lay my money down for anything. It has to really speak to me. And it has to be value for money. And they have all had a place in my journey. But what I found with you, first of all, I thought, she's my person. And I think that's important as well, that sometimes you just don't gel with the people that, you know, that they want you to come on their course, you know, whether it's a mastermind, whether it's business or creative, but you're just not on their wavelength for whatever reason. It's not bad, it's not good, it's just not working. Whereas with you, I immediately, there was something that was really talking to me, and I'm like, I didn't even have to think twice.
But oh my gosh, you're like giving me chills and making me feel so good about myself, Diane, which is not the point of this episode, but like, honestly, you guys.
But it's important because you're not going to be everybody's person.
That is a, and you have to be okay with that in the design world absolutely. Or the course world.
And it's not that the other courses that I've taken, it's not that they, you know, were bad or anything, but I just, there wasn't the connection that I felt with you and what you were teaching. And that was important.
And a lot of it had to do with your background, right? Like everything I was saying definitely made sense with your background, and the strategies I was teaching made sense for you and what you could be. So let's talk a little bit about transformation, because there really was a period there where you were feeling like, oh, I'm like having trouble with my creative juices, to you like coming into Design Suite. And I have seen this massive transformation in your design business.
Okay. So first of all, once I signed up to Design Suite, I mean, I spent design bootcamp writing lots of notes and really going over them, talking it over with my husband, because we work together. So he's a designer too. And that's how we met. So it's important. And I love actually being married to someone who knows all my lingo, like the Photoshop stuff and Illustrator stuff. So we discussed it too. And he knew that I was struggling and I wanted my own personal brand and I wanted my business to be successful. So we discussed that. And then going into Design Suite, particularly DMP, so the Design Mastery Program.
And that, you guys, just so you know, DMP is a part of Design Suite. It's just one of the coaching classes in the program.
And then I had our phone call. So one of the first things is that when you sign up, you get a phone call or Zoom call with Karina. And I believe I sent you a whole load of my work, just so you could see, like basically a really crude portfolio, because I think it was all on a JPEG or something. It's like, it wasn't pretty or fancy. And it was just for me to say, look, this is what I'm doing. Do you think I can take this any further? And I just wanted an honest answer, you know? And I think we established that. And it was really good.
It's really easy for me since I've been doing this for so long, because I've been creative director, because I have a PhD, like when someone sends me their artwork, it's really easy for me to be like, yes, this is going to work, or no, this is not going to work. Or sometimes it's somewhere in between where I'm like, this could work. Where could we put this to make this work?
Yeah. And it was following that I then went into, so part of DMP is that we have a meeting each week where work can be critiqued. Now, I used that. So I started planning. So, I mean, I've always been an organizer. I've always had copious notebooks and pens. I love just writing pen to paper. I do a brain dump. That's how I work. I love it. But I started doing the planning. So every week, it's like for me, it would be a Monday night. By Monday night, I had to have X, Y, and Z ready to be critiqued by Karina at the DMP meeting. And I don't know why, but that just suddenly worked for me. It just made it motivated me. And the other aspect of it is that you've done it, Karina. So, you know, you were creative director, and that was, so you've got kudos there. To me, that was important, that you knew what you were talking about.
Yeah. And has been really interesting to see, because I know a lot of courses that are taught by people who are just teachers, but I refuse to get out of the design game because I think it keeps me relevant and I can keep seeing whether your stuff is going to sell or not. Everyone in Design Suite, as they're like turning in stuff, I want to be able to say, yes, that will sell, or no, that won't. Because I'll know, because I'm doing the exact same thing. I'm still selling.
And so from there, like once I started to get critiques, I did struggle for several weeks, I think it was, in terms of like, is this good enough? And that learning about done is better than perfect. So that really got to me, because I'm such a perfectionist and for details. And so I had to learn that. And I suddenly thought, no, it's done. That's it. Saved, moving on. And so that's what I was turning in. And that made the difference. So
isn't that so crazy? Yeah. And then there was a moment a few weeks back where you had been turning in the same things over and over again. Like you had been making them even better, like prettier, perfect, turning them in. And I was like, there, it's good. It's good. Maybe switch that orange or switch that yellow and then we're done. Just move on. And it's like, then you suddenly found a workflow and like, then we started seeing different stuff from you every single week. It was like, it was like this hump, like, figured it out.
Yeah. And that was all part of not only just the meeting, but the talks that you give, the training that you do. It's all really important. And your podcast. So just listening to that. And then also going back over the months of the meetings that we've had, all the different weeks. And sometimes I'll just play them, because some of the things that you say really resonate with me. So that pushes me forward as well. It was really important to see that consistency. And I knew that I could do that then. And then I'd already applied for a shop last year, Design Cuts. And I absolutely love those guys. It's a different market. So you're actually selling to other designers as well. So you're designing, you know, digital assets. But that was really important progress as well. But you know what, I didn't keep submitting, so the consistency, and then of course I got ill and all the rest of it, but that gave me the confidence once I got to DMP to start submitting to them again and apply to other shops.
Yeah, so okay, where are you at this moment? So
right now I am in, well, I've been accepted in 5 shops.
Okay. This is what I'm talking about. Like if you come into a design bootcamp, you guys know like the strategy involved with really making money on the web and creating residual income. And yeah. Diane's doing it. She's in 5 shops. Now she's working on all 5, right, Diane?
Yeah, I'm not selling I'm selling in 2 and that actually is going well, but I'm still going through the process of getting the others. And then I also pitched to an American papercraft company and I got an immediate email back. You are an excellent designer. We'd love to talk.
That's what I love to hear. That's how I know that DMP and Design Suite are working right there. So we're like, she's only been doing this, we're in August, you guys. So we're talking about April, May, June, July, like 5 months. Like we're 5 months in. And I'm like, we're in 5 shops. She's working on the 5 shops to create those residual income. And she's got a manufacturing deal, hopefully on the way. And here's the thing. It's really all about opportunity at that point, right? Like once you get your design work to a place, it's all about finding the opportunities. Oh my gosh, that is seriously so exciting. And it's crazy to me to see how fast, I mean, it probably doesn't feel fast because every week you're designing, but when you look back on it, this is fast, Diane.
This is good progress for me. I mean, it's really exciting. And also I feel so different because, you know, I had the surgery and stuff and it's just different. And again, I would say to people, it is about timing, but once that opportunity comes, keep going with it. And even with the rejections, you know, it's really important that the rejections, because I've had a few of them from shops, let me tell you.
Diane and I have had several rejections from the same shop. You guys, people think my name is so big that I can get in everywhere and anywhere. That's not the case. If I don't have the right kind of products for shops, I will get rejected as well. Yeah. It is just part of life.
It is. And I think rather than feel like it can really knock you back, it really can. So it's important that you think, right, you know what? That's not the place for my designs. And move on, you know, or take it as an opportunity to improve. So initially Design Cut said to me, I'm really sorry, but no, but actually we can see your potential. So would you work with us? So, I mean, now they have a proper submission process. So this was before they had a proper submission process. And I was like, yeah, so use that as motivation to improve, keep learning, keep improving, and you will get into those shops that you really want to be into. But I think after the third rejection, I think I'm done with this particular one.
That's okay, because once you figure out that they're not your people, there are so many places to sell. That's the thing we talk about over and over again too. There's so many places to sell. Let's go find you another place to sell. Well, Diane, I love talking to you. Would you mind telling everybody where they can find you?
Sure. Yeah. On my website, dianerooney.co.uk. So that's dianerooney.co.uk.
And you guys, I'm going to leave you a link on the YouTube channel and the podcast so that you can go find her. Diane is doing amazing work and she's building a design business really, really quickly. If you're interested in coming to one of my design boot camps, which is where I suggest people start because that's where we talk about the strategies, you can go to that at KarinaGardnerCourses.com/design bootcamp. Thanks so much for coming on, Diane.
You're welcome, Karina. Thank you for having me again. It's been lovely. Really has.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.